If you've listened to Cardi B, you know she has expensive taste. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula. But Cardi B is a spokesperson for a brand that is much more affordable than Balenciaga. A new NPR Marist poll finds that online shoppers are roughly divided when it comes to shopping with brand loyalty in mind versus a good deal. Well, Fashion Nova does both. The company is known for sexy, affordable clothing worn by celebrities and Instagram models. Jasmine Garst reports on how Fashion Nova came to become one of the top trending fashion brands on Google.
In this commercial, Cardi B walks into an elevator looking like a sexy Inspector Gadget in a blue trench coat and whispers her secret to looking so good.
This drip right here, Fashion Nova.
Cardi B recently published the video on her Instagram page for over 25 million followers to see. This is how Fashion Nova silently became a retail juggernaut. A spokesperson for the company says they've seen triple-digit growth every year since they were founded. Most of the outfits cost less than $40, but when you wear Fashion Nova, you're wearing the same thing your favorite star wore a few nights ago.
Basically, they're doing nothing to promote their brand, and aside from getting it into the hands of the hottest celebrities out there, like the Kardashians, Cardi B.
Gabriella Santanello is a fashion industry analyst. These days, every brand wants you to follow them on social media. Fashion Nova has just been super successful at tapping into millennial neurosis, the obsession with seeing and being seen. They understood that one selfie posted by Kylie Jenner wearing your dress translates into a legion of customers. And Kylie Jenner does that a lot.
Getting your product in the hands of an influencer is incredibly important. They have followers and they're able to influence their buying decisions.
Fashion Nova has also used social media to fill this void left by the big brand names and high fashion magazines. It caters to curvy women and women of color.
I'm fat. Like, models aren't fat.
That's what Gabriella Lascano thought when she was a kid. Now she's a 27-year-old plus-size Instagram model for Fashion Nova's Curve line. She has 220,000 followers. She's gorgeous, but also relatable, living a normal life here in the Bronx. Lascano first gained some popularity on Instagram for her makeup tutorials. Then, in 2016, Fashion Nova started sending her clothing.
This is another dress. Isn't it pretty?
The lace.
At first, she got to keep the outfits she wore in the pictures. As her following on Instagram increased, Fashion Nova started paying. She won't tell me how much, and she looks carefree and glamorous, but the page is meticulously well planned out. She watches her audience numbers intensely. She's like a marketing team rolled into one.
I'm at a solid, like, 62, 63% women. And their age, the age for women is mostly between 18 and 34, which is perfect, right?
She even times her posts to get maximum visibility. This is her full-time job.
I do my own hair, my own makeup. The photography, the editing, all of that work, I do myself.
Like a magazine ad. But unlike supermodels, she talks to her Fashion Nova followers, responds to their adoring comments. This is not Twitter. There's no nasty trolling. Instagram has a filter which allows users to block words from the comments section. Lascano's list of blocked words and phrases is long.
Early death, elephant, everyone's lying to her, fat, Fiona, you know, from Shrek. People love that one.
Even though she can't see those comments anymore, Lascano says being an Instagram model and her own editor can trigger a lot of insecurities. It's that millennial neurosis again. You aren't just watching, you're being watched in high def. But as Lascano scrolls through the comments section on her most recent post, her face lights up.
Beautiful girl. Que hermosa eres, which is you're beautiful in Spanish. Slay, you look amazing. Where did you buy that bathing suit?
For NPR News, I'm Jasmine Garst in the Bronx.